Please be seated. God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to instruct, God's word to nourish, God's word to strengthen us in our earthly lives. As we walk as his children redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, it's from the epistle lesson from Paul's letter to the Roman church at the 6th chapter. I want to reread a couple of these verses. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. You know, as you watch the old Western movies, you will see that they had trouble with criminals. And to pass the word on, they had the most wanted posters that they would put up everywhere they could. And it would say, wanted, dead or alive. Now, the Western movies had them, the Western Times had them, in the 1920s, there was a variation of that, and to this day, we have those most wanted posters that are posted up, but there's the 10 most wanted criminals that are on there. It doesn't say wanted dead or alive now, but they want those people. God has a little variation for you to hear this morning. God wants you dead and alive. Now that might seem a contradiction. How can you be dead to one thing and alive again? But that's what he's saying through the Apostle Paul. He wants you dead. Dead to sin and alive to Christ Jesus, to live in him. As only you can, because you are special people. It's interesting how much precious message is baptism. When I was on a vicarage in 1980, I was in a vacant congregation. And a gal came to service one day. She had three of her children with her. And she said, I'd like to talk to you after church. Okay, so we talked. And then I went to her home and talked some more because her three children were not baptized. She grew up Missouri Synod Lutheran. She was baptized, but she married a Baptist who refused to have her children baptized. She said, I want my children baptized. I want them to know that God is with them and that the Holy Spirit is given to them. I didn't have the opportunity to baptize them because I was working under a pastor and we switched pulpits, and so he baptized this family and brought them into the kingdom of God. That's the special thing that God has for us in baptism. Because in baptism, he calls us his own in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So God wants you dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Because we are giving this precious message that we are different people. We are different people. And as Gary Tees would say, we're not normal. Normal people wouldn't come to church. Normal people would just pass by the church and not even give it a second thought. But you're not normal. You don't live normal lives. You are not living a normal life. You are not normal because you are here listening to God's word. And you are hearing the message of Jesus Christ, him crucified and risen from the dead so that you would have everlasting life and so that you would be alive in Christ. This is a message that God has for you because God wants us. God wants each and every one of us to live a new life. And so you're thinking, how can I live a new life? Because I know the moment I leave church and go out, I'm going to do the same thing that I did before. I'm going to sin. And I'm going to fall into that sin. And the devil loves that I fall into that sin. But the other thing that we have for us, and Luther makes this point very clear in the segment of baptism. He says, proclaim that baptism and live in it every single day. Because as you do, the devil will flee from you. That's an amazing testimony to what this baptism is all about. It's not some hocus pocus kind of spell that we have. It's God's word. It's God's promise. It's God saying, you are my child. And today I proclaim that. You heard that in the Old Testament lesson. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. In holy baptism, he calls us a special name, our personal name. But also in holy baptism, he calls us his children. That we are his child, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're special. Each and every one of us is special. And we have a special story to tell. We have a special story that tells about how God came into our lives, how God redeemed us in Christ, and how God continues to make us alive in Christ because he unites us with Jesus. And the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God claimed you. God told you through your parents, through your sponsors, that he has claimed you as his child. And he will never, ever let you go. This is an amazing promise that God has for us. And he says, I want you. I want you dead to sin and alive to Christ. And how do we become dead to sin? We recognize that we are sinners and we repent of that sin, knowing that God will forgive our sin just like he says in the psalmist, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from me. That is in his forgiving love in Jesus. So today, as we acknowledge Jesus' baptism, as we acknowledge that dove that alighted on Jesus, and God saying, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. He also has alighted that dove upon us and says, you are my child. You are blessed. And as you are blessed, as my child, you will be alive in the Spirit. And as we are alive in the Spirit, we are enabled and empowered to bring the message of Jesus to other people. Now, Gary would stand here and say, you know, I'm just here to bring the message. God uses me to do that. God uses you to bring the message of Jesus Christ, crucified and redeemed and risen to give all people eternal life and forgiveness of sins. He is that powerful God that empowers us to be his servants, to be his witnesses,
to be those people that share Jesus with love. We are given many opportunities in our life to share God's love, to share His love with those around us who suffer, whether it's a broken leg or a broken life, or whether it's the suffering of death, gives us the opportunity to share God's blessings, to share what God has done in and through us. Working in the funeral home, as I do occasionally, sometimes more times than I care to realize, gives me the opportunity to share with those who are grieving, but who are also thanking God for the blessing of life. But then, when I read in obituaries that have no services, don't want to have anything done after they die, it is so sad, because it gives us an opportunity to share Jesus with those who are grieving, with those who are suffering through that grief and mourning. Because we are baptized people of Christ, He gives us the opportunities, and He gives us the words to speak. I remember when I was going to start work at an ambulance company, Wilco Ambulance in Duluth. And this was in October. And I went down to the station to get some uniforms, and I would start work the next day. And the dispatcher said, "Do you have a relative that lives on 10th Street?" I said, "Yeah, my aunt and uncle." "Well, we just sent the ambulance up there, and it doesn't sound very good." Karen was in downtown shopping, and I found her, and we went up to the house. And we sat with George for 3 to 4 hours, just sitting there until his son could come down from Aurora to Duluth. And as George Jr. walked in, we said our goodbyes to George Sr. He looked at us and he says, "I'm going to be at your wedding." And of course, we laughed and we said, "Well, okay, yeah, George won't be there." Guess what? George was there. And he said to us, "Because you were there for me, I'm here for you." See how explosive being with someone really is, and sharing with them, or let them share? God gives you those special opportunities to share the blessed message of Jesus Christ. And you can do that because you are tied to Christ in this baptism, and that you are being filled with the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for you and rose again to give you everlasting life and the forgiveness of sins. As we are Christians, we are redeemed in the blood of the Lamb. We are given new meaning in our life. We are given new purpose for our daily lives. There's a story of a Dutchman, and he was a young Dutchman. He was going to be executed in World War II by the Germans. And he sat down and he wrote his family a long, lengthy letter. But in this letter, he was telling his family that he had no regret. And he was telling his family who was most important in his life. And he ended up this letter by stating, "God rules everything." God rules our life because He gave Jesus into death for our sin. He sought us out and He claimed us. "Do not fear, I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine."
The Apostle Paul echoes that in Romans chapter 14 when he says, we live to the Lord. And we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. The Apostle Paul also writes, second letter to the Corinthian church, the fifth chapter, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. He tells us how precious and valuable we are in Jesus. And he gives us the power to share that with other people. In Christ's holy name, amen.